This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode number 90.
Hi, I'm here too.
On February 18, President's Day of 2008, I'm your host, Amanda, and with me.
Was that early?
It is the crack technical staff.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to do it again?
Hi!
Oh. Very nice. Very nice.
I'm here too.
And the crack technical staff is with me,
trying
as always.
Trying to feel happy, you know. It's spring.
It is. It's good starting to get
out
well,
there.
Regardless of whether it's spring outside, it's spring training.
It's spring Woo-hoo! In Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lesser state of Arizona.
Don't call it the lesser state. The Reds may be playing there before too long. We'll be making a trip out there.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not too much against that either.
I've never been there. Sounds like fun.
Does have some beautiful beaches.
Yes.
In any event, so pitchers and catchers have reported for many of the teams. I was looking through some spring training photos from, I think, everyone except for someone. I don't know.
Brewers?
The Brewers,
probably
maybe.
Not the Brewers.
Probably not the Brewers.
I've seen some from the Reds, the Cubs. The Cubs, I think, were the first Central team
to
do it.
The Cubs were early.
I saw a very odd-looking picture of them all, like all these Cubs players just jogging together.
Yeah.
And it's like they were leaping up, too. So the guys that were in the front of the pack were leaping into the air,
uh-huh.
And then the ones behind them were...
So was it like a pack of gazelle, like, jumping over something?
Kind of, except there wasn't anything there over which to jump.
Well, maybe they were group hallucinating.
And Carlos Zambrano was looking straight at the camera with a goofy smile.
So it's good.
It's good times.
Yeah, good times. Great stuff.
I also saw some Cardinals and Reds photos. I don't mm-hmm. think I saw any of the other three teams. But
there was definitely some Pirates photos.
Yeah.
There's definitely some Pirates photos. And it's just, you know, it's just stupid early season stuff. But it's so exciting to even see those first pictures.
Right.
You know, there's always the one, like there's always one in every batch that's the photographer trying to be artistic because, you know he's just going to
Because you take the same
The
picture.
Same damn picture all
like,
season
Oh, look,
long.
It's a guy holding a bat. Oh, look, it's a guy throwing a ball. Like, yes, that's baseball.
It's a high-speed pitch. It's a high-speed shot mid-pitch, you know, where they always get the best freaky-looking photos doing that. Where you get the extremely bizarre arm angles and the...
folds of flesh flying off the arm.
Yes, and off the face.
Oh.
And the my head's about to explode expression.
Yes.
Yeah. It's good times. So, yeah, I'm looking at that. I mean, there's not a lot of news yet, though. I mean, it's
no, well,
just
the
a few pictures
only.
And...
There is a. There's a lot of content being produced by all the teams' websites
mm-hmm.
and newspapers, but it's all the same stuff you read every spring training. Like, yeah, we're going to stress the fundamentals. Or, yeah, we can do it this year. Things, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Like, yeah.
Truly told.
I'll try not to be too cynical. It is kind of humorous, though, that you see all these same stories every year.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got Ryan Dempster coming out saying the Cubs are taking it all this
oh,
year.
Oh, that's right. Claims they're going to win the World Series. You know what's funny
all the
is...
all people on the Cubs, if somebody was going to make an outlandish statement like that it wouldn't be Ryan Dempster?
I would think
it would
be Zambrano because he's done that before.
Well, and plus, he's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, he predicted like 120 wins one time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of Cubs fans were doing that last year, though.
Well.
They're all like, oh, yeah.
It wasn't for last year. Yeah. But what's especially humorous...
120 wins.
about Dempster saying that... Mm-hmm. There's a really good chance he won't even be with the Cubs by the end of the year.
Why? No, why would that be?
They're, I've seen all sorts of rumors of him being gone, like having him be with the Cubs and then trading in the midseason. Like, that's a guy that they think they will be trade bait for someone who wants a sucky pitcher.
Well, that's everyone, isn't it? I mean, really.
I don't know.
Given the number of teams who have sucky pitchers, clearly the market is very high for them.
There's a lot of them on the free agent market still. That...
Well, you know, speaking of available pitchers, we were just talking about Kyle Loesch, still not signed.
Right.
What the heck?
Weird. It, like, going into the offseason, he was the best one, wasn't he?
Well, and yeah, and he's, I mean, and I don't think anything came up to change that.
No.
It was just that...
Johan Santana of the Twins, the Cy Young guy, was available for trade.
Mm-hmm.
But so he was probably the best pitcher available.
One would think.
But no, Loesch was the best free agent. Still is.
Yeah, what the heck? Is he asking for too much, or did everyone just batten down the hatches and say, yeah, we're not going to be picking up a free agent pitcher this year?
I don't know. It seems like he could fit in there well with the Cubs, because I find their rotation suspect.
It really does seem like the Cubs are the obvious contender there for Loesch's services, because who's their rotation?
Yeah.
Now, you see, that's another thing we were talking about, in our non-podcast conversations, was about, well, what is the Cubs' rotation? And I guess that there are some Cubs fans, some Cubs bloggers out there who think that the rotation is actually a strength of the team.
Right, that they have depth and but they start with Zambrano, and they've got Ted Lilly, is it?
Mm-hmm. Lilly, yeah.
Who had a great year last year? He was way better than anyone expected. I think it might have been a career year though, and I don't see him doing any better this year. I think he'll come back down to earth a bit. Zambrano seems like he's due for an injury.
Well,
but he is a bit of a horse. He's
hard to
a big
say.
Old moose,
I mean,
so maybe not.
He's a moose.
If he ever has a year where he's has his head on straight every year, watch out, because that
season.
Boy could win 30 games. He's when he's on, he's amazing.
It's true.
But all you have to do is like have an infielder miss a ball or have the ump call strike a ball, and he's like gone sometimes.
It's true. It's true, but you could be right. It's on the one hand, you say he hasn't been hurt for so long, and maybe he's just going to continue along that path. On the other hand, you know, like Horang got hurt last year, it can't happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It could be.
But those are their big two, and then after that, it's like young guys and Marquis and Dempster and other guys competing for spots.
Ooh.
And I don't know. Anytime you throw in Marquis and Dempster as
viable candidates for your fourth and fifth position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. And
it seems
like Kyle Loesch could fill a hole.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe I'm missing something. We need to get a Cubs expert.
Yes.
Because I'm, you know, sort of new to this covering the Cubs thing. Get a Cubs expert on here and see what kind of Kool-Aid they're drinking.
Yeah, last year we did, last year we had people on to preview all the
Central
teams.
Who did we have for the Cubs? It was
Joe from the Bleachers.
Yeah, and we've also had Kurt Evans on from Goat Riders.
Oh, yeah,
Goat Riders of the Apocalypse. So we could you know definitely have some good Cubs coverage going on there. Yeah, we'll have to get on that pretty soon. Next week, though, however, we're having somebody from the from MLBFrontOffice.com, which is not genuinely the MLB front office, but it's just an organization called MLBFrontOffice.com. He's going to be talking about fantasy baseball and giving us some tips.
That's getting into swing.
Oh yeah, it's getting to be time, and I'm no kind of expert on that, so it'll be good to have somebody on here to.
I've done it in the past, not recently. But
I've done it in the past, and it was totally like the ditzy woman from your office winning the NCAA. Tournament based on
I like
the
cats.
Colors. Yeah, it's like I think that I stayed in second place for the majority of the season, and you know, with like Friel was like anchoring my team.
Funny.
So yeah, what else?
How about real baseball news?
Real baseball?
Yes.
Not pretend baseball.
No, that's next week.
That's right. I understand there has been some of that. Arbitration.
Arbitration. It's finally done.
No.
Yes.
No, I thought you'd said that there were still some people left.
There were last week.
This
week, no more. All the cases have been heard, which there really weren't very many. The Astros were the only team in the Central who ended up going to arbitration with any of their players.
Really?
Yeah. Jose Valverde, the guy they traded for.
They just got.
Yes, they just got him to be their closer. Kind of a younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
Took him to arbitration and kicked his ass.
Wow.
They won.
So do you know what the what numbers they were going in with to begin with? I mean, was he asking for the moon or what?
I don't know off the top of my head.
That's
you know,
okay. You
don't have to know. If I'd been competent and not running around.
If you'd been a slightly more crack technical staff.
I've been busy today.
It's been one of those days. We have moved within the last year, but we still have not sold our old house. And so it's 40 minutes away from here, and it's a very old house. It was built in the 30s, and we went back this weekend to do some painting in the living room and found that like somebody had turned on the shower upstairs, and because of some corrosion on the valves, hadn't been able to turn it back off, and all the way, even though when we like just turned it on and off again, like just a little bit, it turned off just fine. So I think they didn't try very hard. So it had clearly been like dribbling for like days, and the constant moisture pulled up the shower surround, which then allowed the water to leak back into the attic, which then leaked down through the floor, which was the ceiling in our hallway, which had brought down part of the ceiling in there and then right. damaged the hardwood floor in the hallway. So it's just a glorious mess. And so the crack technical staff has been running around today, first engaging a plumber, then engaging a box fan to dry out all of the mess before we engage ourselves to fix the shower surround. Right. And then probably...
So you
somebody
have to fix
else.
The leak first and wait for everything to dry, which will take forever. I've got a fan up there.
Mm-hmm.
Woot. You know, just what I want to be doing.
And then we'll probably engage someone else to fix the plaster problem, which ought to be just fantastic because, you know, plaster, notoriously cheap to fix.
Oh, yeah.
And then the hardwood floor, I just don't know.
Oh, the hardwood floor looks fine, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's all dried. I forgot to tell you that.
We need to wax it.
Mofo. No, whatever.
So in all my stalling there, did you find out what the arbitration numbers were?
Nice pages, though. But no, isn't it strange, though, that the Astros took this brand new guy
I think so.
To arbitration?
I think so.
Like, well, the thing I read said from one of the bloggers, he'll earn $4.7 million this year.
Oh, and his... Okay.
That's what the Astros offered him. He was seeking 6.2.
Hmm.
So it's still...
He made $2 million last season when he led the major leagues with 47 saves.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say that a $3 million raise is probably about reasonable.
Instead of a four and a half one?
You know, perhaps just doubling your last year's salary rather than... more than doubling it rather than more than tripling it would be more appropriate.
Well,
still though, it's going to be tough to take your brand new closer to arbitration.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It is like, well, doesn't that seem like that engender enmity or something?
Mm-hmm.
And the blog I was reading about it, the Most Valuable Network Astros blog was talking about how they didn't expect Valverde to be around for more than a year or two with the Astros anyway.
Huh.
So
maybe
if that theory holds true, you know, would go to. Cut it to make as little as possible.
Yeah, to give him, and then plus, if he's not expecting to be around than a year or two, he's going to want to.
Yeah, if he continues on this path with all these saves and being really good, he's going to want to test the free agent market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So,
hey, see, that's thinking. That's the sort of thinking I like to see.
Yeah, if that's what was going on, and not just
dumb luck.
They do have another arbitration case that went today. It mm-hmm. had the hearing today for. I think it's just like an infielder, Mark Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a veteran guy. I don't know
why he's in arbitration.
I don't know what the particulars of that are, but they've had the hearing today and expect a result in 2 days.
Okay.
So that's the last one.
So the Astros, the only NLC team to even go to arbitration,
and they had
took two.
Yes. They have nothing to lose with this veteran type guy. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they had their.
Yeah, but every person on the Astros team is old. I mean, you can't just go around saying, like, devaluing your elderly in the Astros land.
They're just ageist. The Brewers had one player left eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Their shortstop, J.J. Hardy. And they ended up signing him to a deal. 1 year deal for $2.65 million.
Very nice.
Like, mere hours before the hearing was scheduled. I think they were getting ready to board planes to go to the hearing. And the GM calls him up like, how about if we increase our offer by this little bit much more? I'm like, okay.
All right. If you say so, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. Not in arbitration, obviously, but like, well, we won't give you 20 days off, but what if we gave you 18? All right.
And then the best, biggest news, rather, for last. Brandon Phillips of the Cincinnati Reds was their final arbitration eligible player. And he will never be eligible for arbitration with the Reds again.
Welcome aboard, Phillips.
For 4 to 5 years.
If I were a Reds fan, I'd be very excited. I am a Brandon
Phillips
fan. You
can be excited because Phillips is awesome.
Yeah, he's a good little first little second baseman. He's you know a good face for the team. I think
he's got that great smile. He's so personable.
You know, and they were talking at the Reds caravan. Somebody was already asking about making him the team captain.
Yeah.
And you know, you're talking about a guy who's just come to the team this in a season, and there's already fans going, when's he going to be the captain?
Yeah. He's only been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
He'll be there for four more, maybe five. It's a four-year, $27 million contract. The Reds had offered something like $2.5 million.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
Really low, but that's actually about what they're paying him for this next season. Mm-hmm. 2.75, and then it keeps growing.
Sure.
The fourth year of the contract, it's up to 11.
Woo!
And there's an option for a fifth year. And I think that kicks in automatically if Phillips does really well.
Certain things, yeah.
And I think that's for like 12 to 15 million. I'm not sure. And there's all sorts of gold glove,
incentives,
silver slugger, MVP bonuses.
He might get those things, man.
I know.
Dang.
All he has to do is continue to rake and, yeah.
That's all. No big deal. But, you know, it's sort of funny because after Larkin left, everyone, you know, the next most obvious person, the next most clear person to bring out as captain would have been Sean Casey, and people talked about that,
right.
But they didn't do it. They were like, well, you know, you could sort of see that. You could sort of understand, like, Phillips is the first person since then that you're like, yeah, maybe this guy really could be a leader.
They have had a dearth of players with any leadership talents, and Phillips might be the first one that I can see stepping into that.
It could happen. It might not. I mean,
it might not, no, but
put pressure on the kid. But.
No. It does seem like when you build a team, you would want to have a few players here and there that can help lead people, and I don't think the Reds have done that well.
So what about the Reds prospects coming up? See that post I put up about the was it ESPN or I think it was ESPN?
Oh, where the Reds had two of the top 10.
It was Sports Illustrated and ranking the prospects in Major League Baseball, ranked two Reds as in the top 10.
Right, and the Cardinals. Or were the other team in the top ten, who with an outfielder, Colby Rasmus, who's very similar to Jay Bruce in how people are touting him.
Really?
Yeah. I look forward to seeing him. I imagine he'll make the team this year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be able to see him.
Well, you know, I mean, there's no chance of, like, the Astros making the list, because, you know, they recently had that worst farm system in baseball. Honor bestowed upon them. And then I don't know what's going on with the other teams.
I think the Cubs are okay, and the Brewers are okay. And the Pirates, I think, are just a little better than the Astros.
The Pirates have their prospects all playing at the big team, don't they?
Right.
I mean, that's sort of their MO.
Right.
They just have trial by fire. And if it seems like they suck, well that's because they're a AAA team.
The Brewers had their best prospects come up last year and the year before with, like, Prince Fielder and the rookie of the year guy, Braun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they've had their minor leagues have had an impact definitely on them.
That's nice.
It'll be interesting to see if that happens with the Reds and the Cardinals, because both those teams need some help.
That's true. That's
not,
for
not
darn
to say
sure.
The Pirates don't, but they're not getting it anytime soon.
Oh, well, the poor Pirates.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the Pirates. And, you know, that's not... I feel bad for the Pirates. It's not like, I didn't suffer through all those years of cheering for the Reds. if you feel bad enough, they weren't genuinely any better off.
You can start cheering for the Pirates, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm cheering for them all now.
I guess that's right.
This is NLC baseball now, baby. I only just know about one of the teams,
that's all.
It's a matter of experience.
With the spring training starting, season predictions are coming out.
I'm like Joe Morgan. I'm covering all the teams, but I don't know anything about one of them.
And you're always bringing it back to the Reds.
Everything comes back to the Reds.
There you go. Okay.
Except, I don't have the stats.
And you don't use the word...
I've got the
and you don't misspell the word consistently.
Consistently? I don't consistently misspell consistently.
Right.
When did he misspell consistently?
Whenever
what
he
is
has
he even
his,
writing?
Whenever he does these... chats on ESPN.com.
Oh, of course, the chats.
I think it's consistent. Yeah, there's
he
like...
He spells it with an A or something?
I think that one of the S's is missing. I don't know. It's...
How do you leave one of the S's out? Spells with a K? K-A-N?
No. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. It's on Fire Joe Morgan.
Of course.
Their responses to all of his chats are humorous.
FireJoeMorgan.com.
Written by Moe Schrute from The Office.
Good times. Oh, The Office is going to be coming back. Writer strike's over.
Yeah.
So I'll go back to watching my one program a week. And then, baseball.
And baseball, which with following all six teams, that's going to be a lot of games.
No kidding, man. We're going to have our work cut out for us with game wraps.
I look forward to it.
Me too. It's going to be a good time.
Spring training starting. We're starting to have news magazines or sports magazines put out predictions. So we'll have to be thinking about our
projections
too.
Oh, that's right. We have to think
too.
About what our predictions
are. I'm not ready to say anything yet.
No, not quite.
But soon.
Yeah.
Soon we can make predictions and be as wildly incorrect as we were last year.
Did we make predictions last year? Did we check into them and see what we...
I remember thinking the Reds were going to do well last year.
I thought they were too. I'm not feeling so much of the love for the Reds this year.
No.
And that's not just because I'm not feeling the love for the Reds this year. It's because I'm not... I mean, they had seemingly made such big leaps and bounds last year that I really thought that things were going to be different.
Yeah.
This year's pretty much the same old thing.
The Pirates have stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals seems to have gotten worse.
Wow, how could they get worse?
Yeah. And the Astros, I really can't tell. The Cubs and Brewers seem to have stayed about the same.
Well, the Cubs are going to think they've done better because they've spent a zillion dollars
on one player. Yes, one player.
Too bad they don't have the rest of their rotation. Or maybe they do. That's why we'll have to get a Cubs expert on the show. Yes.
You can look forward to that.
I know I do. Well, shall we wrap this up? I think we've been rambling on long enough.
Sure.
Actually, it's a little shorter than usual.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's not very nice.
All right. Well, with that thought in mind, we'll look forward to seeing you next week. And keep on hanging in there. And we'll see you at the ballpark.
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment on iTunes, or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional NL Central on our website at red-hot-mama.com.